Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Palm Sunday. On the one hand, I feel great relief that we've made it to Palm Sunday. It means that we've almost made it through the season of Lent, that it's almost Easter Sunday. But on the other hand, I have some sadness in my heart and already some anxiety forming in the pit of my stomach, because Palm Sunday is the first day of Holy Week, and although we know how it will end, we're still called to journey with Christ to the cross. We're called to witness the indescribable suffering, pain, and horrific death that he endured. And then there's the sadness that I know you all must be feeling, having had to miss two Palm Sundays together in a row with one another in this place. Although we're having a drive-through Palm Sunday processional today after worship, it's just not quite the same. But then again, even if we all were gathered together in the sanctuary, this year it wouldn't really be the same anyway. We would have had to have socially distanced out in front of the church as we gathered our palms and made way to make a processional. We'd have had to have processed in 6 feet apart. We wouldn't be able to be singing indoors our loud hosannas. It's sad that even if we were gathered together, that it wouldn't be the same. Indeed, in this time and space, the virus, the awful virus, has taken so much from us. So it seems a lot of the time. And indeed, even as we are beginning to glimpse the end of all this, we are still finding that there is a lot to grieve. Jesus knows what it is to grieve. In last week's gospel lesson, Jesus told his disciples and the crowd gathered around him that his soul was troubled. And I think if we look closely at today's gospel lesson, even amongst the celebration, Jesus's soul is still troubled. When we typically think of Palm Sunday, we think of the shouts of joy and praise and the throwing down of cloaks and the waving of palms and leafy branches. We imagine it to be the parade to end all parades. And yet I wonder if any of us have ever noticed that through it all, Jesus says not a word. In fact, he hasn't spoken a single word since he told the disciples to go and get the colt. So I wonder if in this year, which has held a lot more silence for us than most years, if we can better tune our ears to hear what Jesus is not saying as he makes his fateful way into Jerusalem. He speaks no words of empty triumph. There are no words of condemnation here. Perhaps we can wonder what it is that he sees and does not say out loud, as he observes the exuberance of those shouting and waving and laying down their cloaks for him. Can we imagine how his heart must have been full to breaking, knowing what he did of what it means to be so human and so hopeful, yet seeing beyond that present moment to how the faith of the crowd would dissipate in the face of deadly challenge and the heartbreak that would follow. I wonder if, as he rode along, if his own heart quaked a bit in fear, for himself certainly, but also in great love for all the rest who only knew Palm Sunday and not what was to come, at least not yet. The text doesn't say, but we can't help but listen to the silence and hear the ominous sound of all that is to come. Foreboding, yes, but still hopeful for us because we know the ending. We also know that just as we are the ones in the crowd on Palm Sunday shouting, "Hosanna, blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord, Hosanna in the highest heaven," we also know that we are the ones in the crowd on Good Friday shouting, "Crucify him, away with him, release Barabbas, crucify him." Palm Sunday serves as a mirror for us because sometimes when we hear the narrative of Jesus's passion, we distance ourselves from the crowd and even from Pilate. Part of the power of the story of Palm Sunday is that it allows us to see our own reflections. We are just as present in the angry mob and crowd on Good Friday as we are in the joyful crowd on Palm Sunday. Just as we are there with palms and laying down our cloaks cheering Hosanna, we are also there among the mocking soldiers and even those who nailed Jesus to the cross. We are there. And Palm Sunday reminds us of our duplicitous nature. Sure, we can choose to look away and ignore the hypocrite that we see in the mirror, but it doesn't change the fact that we are both saint and sinner simultaneously. The more we see our reflections in the Passion narrative, the more we can see how we crucified Christ then and how we can continue to see that we crucify him afresh today. Think about the times this past week alone when anger or jealousy or selfishness or hate crept into our hearts. Or the times we, like Pilate, chose to please the crowd instead of pleasing God. God's word is like a mirror. It allows us to see ourselves in the hopeful crowd as well as the murderous crowd. And while it may not sound like it, this is good news. When we can see ourselves in the crowd at the Mount of Olives, waving palms and cheering Hosanna and Jesus save us, which is what Hosanna means, we can see how much we need Jesus. Just like when we see ourselves in Judas's betrayal and in the distant disciples and in the soldiers who beat and mocked and crucified Jesus. Even there, especially there, we see how much we need Jesus. As we peek ahead to see the glimmer of hope and glory on Easter morning, our reflection is there too. This week, as we walk the path with Jesus through palms to his passion, it all brings us to a deeper understanding of the resurrection on Easter morning. Jesus, the Hosanna of Palm Sunday, who heard the shouts of his followers, who rode that colt into Jerusalem, did it all in great, great love. And now in great love, our Savior invites us to his table to feast on his body and blood, which are given for us for the forgiveness of sin. As we prepare to come and receive the sacrament, we will proclaim together, just as we do each week in the communion liturgy, "Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest." indeed all praise and honor and glory be to Christ who saves us, then, now, and forever. Amen.